Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. I want to give a special shout out to my daughter, Caitlin. It is her 16th birthday. Can you believe that, Brian? 16th birthday. And
you're off to get her driver's license today, right?
No, I hope not. But she certainly, you know, she's passed all her tests and everything. She's ready for it. And she's a great kid, and love her a ton. And she reminds me a lot of my wife. And she's a great kid. Is John and Mary very excited for her too? So it's a wonderful day for the Mulligans. We will be celebrating tonight, and I just wanted to give her a special
happy birthday, sweet 16, Caitlin, from all of us.
Bless you, buddy. And I want to thank everyone for listening as well. And now we got a special little something for you. We get to welcome in the fine midday show of Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Gentlemen, how are you?
Has Ryan Pace signed anyone while last time we saw you a few minutes ago? Has he spent any more money?
I haven't even gotten logged in yet to check because it's been quite a morning. But listen to this. Look at us doing transition between the morning and midday shows. How about it? And speaking of the having a daughter turning 16, the whole 16-year-old girl thing. Man, they don't people kind of give you the look when you say you have a 16-year-old girl. They say, "Oh, you do? Okay." Well, there's no manual. There's no instruction manual sometimes. And
I'd like to think of myself as experienced as opposed to old, but I feel like it's just getting started, Dan. You know, I've got a
You've got three.
A 13-year-old and a 12-year-old, and it's just getting – we're just beginning, entering a new phase of I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah, the whole zone defense thing.
Yeah, never easy.
It is it's
and I've gotten out of the way. I let my wife go 1-on-5 or whatever it is. I don't get in the way.
And you know what? It's funny. Getting out of the way is actually the key to all of it. I'm not kidding.
It's the easiest way to do it.
I'm not kidding. Less
get
is
the hell out of there and let them
more.
Do their thing.
Yeah, right. They don't really want me there anyway, and anything I say, they're probably just going to go, ugh.
I have to imagine the best way to interact with them is just when they need something from you anyway, right? That makes them pliable and nice.
Go into my wallet and get it. You know, that's
wow. Take what you need.
That's parenting.
I don't even have to be there at that point. Yeah, it really is. The Bears activity is obviously top of mind because moving parts are inherently fun. It's when the NFL is actually like fantasy sports because people are guys are changing teams, or it's like, you know, NFL 2K or whatever, where everybody's just reshuffling all the players everywhere. That's what's going on. People love it.
It's such a contrast to what we just went through and are still going through, I guess, if you're Alex Cobb, with the baseball free agency. You know, the winter meetings, it used to be like that, right? As soon as everyone landed in Florida, wherever, the Palm Springs, wherever they were, like the first hour came a trade and there's a signing, and then it's just been, you know, nothing. Just ask Jake Arrieta, which it was so disconcerting. As a Cub fan, I didn't think it would resonate with me to see him standing next to the Phillies plane and then putting on the Phillies jersey and all that red. Even though he wasn't here for a long time, I mean, he certainly planted his Cubs flag in my heart, and that bothered me yesterday. So, you know, the NFL.
Listen to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you.
Man. I don't know. Why didn't he do, like, the splits or something on one of the wings? Like, if he really wanted to resonate, he should have been in a yoga position on top of that airplane.
I think that's what he had to do to audition for the 3 years and $75, $85 million they got, right?
There's kale shakes for everyone in Philly yesterday with their cheesesteak.
Yeah. Instead of free beer for the party, it's kale shakes.
You know, there was a comment made. Somebody brought up whether or not he counts as an all-time Cub.
Oh, absolutely.
And
of course he does.
It's if you actually measure peak value of someone.
He's top five on my list.
And of this team, of this fan base.
It doesn't matter. He won. He's done. Base, yes. Conversation over.
And the 69 team that never won anything, and they're all legends.
You did this the other day. I was listening. I almost drove off the road. Because that 69 team, it broke my 9-year-old heart eventually. But I was getting on the bike and going down to the Jewel because every week the new Cub picture came out. It was Kessinger was back. And don't, you know, don't be dumping on the 69 Cubs.
They didn't win anything.
I know. I lived
it. You adore them, but they didn't win anything. And somebody like, you know, David DeJesus gets a standing ovation.
Yeah. Round of applause.
I'm a big Kerry Wood fan. It's Kerry Wood is the best pitcher in the Cubs history, right?
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying, he's treated like an all-timer.
He's one of the best ambassadors.
Okay, I'm sorry.
David DeJesus gave me a broken bat, which I went home and nailed and taped up and used in Sandlot. So don't be
a couple singles the other way with that one? Yeah. Does that bat come with
that's
those
exactly
in there?
Right.
Had that 375 on base percentage. You know,
it's hot bat.
Accepted his walks.
Hey, I used to stand up and yell 1020 trio to Manny Trio, okay? So, you're
standing next to Murph?
So
that
hey! And he would always turn and tip his cap because our section would do that. You know, there were about 5,000 people in the ballpark, so you didn't have to raise your voice. He could hear you.
That was late 70s, right? So yes. It's like Jerry Morales and Onoveros.
Oh, yeah, the M-Squad. Madlock, Morales, and another
one. Mitterwald.
How many Hall of Famers on this Cubs team?
How many Hall of Famers on this Cubs team?
Yeah. There are...
Well, like a trajectory?
Yes.
There's two for sure. Right, trajectory wise,
Ryan.
Talk about potential and what you're going to do.
John Lester's going to be a Hall of Famer.
So he's got a chance, but I don't. It's tough for me to go. Okay, you just need a couple more counting stats. Just pile up a few more of these stats that we kind of feel meaningless. A couple of strikeouts, a couple of wins, and you're in kind of thing. John's got the transcendent postseason record.
Yes,
that a lot of people dream on. But we've seen, and depending on what you think about, you know, Curt Schilling, one way or the other, or whether he's just a complete bag, that's what I'm talking about. The postseason record only takes you so far with voters. We've seen that.
Hmm. What about the mind of Zoe? Not him as a player, but his mind could be
Hall of Fame.
Stop. As far as Lester goes, as far as comps. In similar pitchers through his age, John Smoltz is his third comp, and obviously that is that's an outlier because
that's
of the shape of his career is completely different. And the only other Hall of Famer in his comps there through age 33,
Paul Russell, not Rick,
Jim Bunning,
huh?
Also a major loon, but he's. Yeah, the name that stands out, though, is Mike Mussina, for whom many people have made a perfectly reasonable Hall of Fame case, largely due to the counting stats.
But look at the rest of those names in there, like the similarity parts, right? Cliff Lee, maybe not so much, but Roy Oswalt, Felix Hernandez, Zach Greinke, and even Jake Peavy, to a certain degree, had tracks of a couple of years where you could have said the same thing that we're saying now when Molly said, how many Hall of Famers on this Cubs team? Those guys all had tracks where you go, yeah. Couple more years, 5, 6, 7 more years for
does
those guys.
Does he have
guys
to win another
points.
World Series with the Cubs to do, you know, will that cement the argument or the vote? Or does it matter? It has
rings,
to be individual.
Rings don't move me with pitchers as much as they do anywhere else in sports.
Why?
Because you go out there every fifth day.
Right.
Because you can't be that guy. You're not Magic. You're not Michael. You're not a quarterback. And even then, in the conversation with the championship, I don't think it means it's not the end-all, be-all.
Well, unless you have one of those seasons where, like, a Madison Bumgarner or a Cliff Lee or an Oral Hershiser, that you are the primary reason why a team won a championship.
Sure.
Because those are in there. But I'm not saying that's enough to get you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, so even that. Right. So you're starting to post it. Like Verlander had his MVP season, and the Tigers did squat with that. I mean,
well, I'll give you 84 Cubs. Rick Sutcliffe, they make the trade. He goes 16-1 with the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have been in the World Series, a complete Cubs collapse against the Padres. But without him and without that trade, they don't even get that far. But he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, my standards are pretty high. Although... they're changing, and with every class that goes in, I used to be a small hall guy generally that I would go in and I'd clean everybody out and have maybe 10 people in the Hall of Fame when all is said and done.
Yeah, but, hell of a tour.
Yeah, it's just there's this guy, Babe Ruth, Babe Ruth.
You get to go visit the guy's house and everything. Yeah, just to fill the thing up.
Did I mention Babe Ruth? Pretty good. Over here, pitcher, hitter, all right, go home. But I don't know. There have been some guys let in that have changed everything, and Brian's probably going to get pissed at me on this, but putting Andre Dawson in the Hall of Fame.
Dustin's guy.
He just dropped his
favorite
head.
All-time Cub.
That's fine. Yeah. Here's the thing. I loved Ivan Calderon. I'm not going to make a case for him being in the Hall of Fame.
You used to have that, like, the whole, at home, didn't you have the whole altar?
A shrine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got, yeah, because what happened was there was a, what was his name? There was a guy, Steve, was it Steve Grad? Is that a longtime Chicago radio guy?
Yeah, he used to work at the Score on Sundays. He'd drive in from Kansas City.
No, he would
do the show in the dark.
There were two Steve Grads,
he
though.
Would.
There were two people by that name.
Yeah, one was a producer.
Right, I think the other guy, and this is out of no, I think I might have dreamt this, but I didn't, because he found me, and he had this box in his car, and he said, "You have to have these," and it was all of these pictures of Ivan Calderon.
Oh boy.
And an audit and a,
doing what? A,
well,
one of them, he's one easy of them, enough. He's shirtless with a rose in his teeth.
Well, who hasn't been there?
Right. And I'm like, and I didn't want to ask like where he got all the, like, apparently he was friends with him and just had all this lying around.
He's on our plane ride. For that photo?
Yeah. Right. So I'm getting,
here
I'm getting
he is
all,
on a bear rug.
And someone else had given me, I had a game worn Ivan Calderon jersey. And I don't know where the infatuation began. However, the point being, I'm not making a Hall of Fame case for him. He's just fun and interesting.
No, but apparently plane rides for the 87 White Sox were pretty interesting you were shirtless with a rose in your mouth all night long.
Yeah, that was not on a plane.
No.
Dan, do you pick Duke to win the tournament because you went to Duke?
No.
And is it wrong that I want Loyola to win the tournament, even though my brother got a bet down in England at 5,000 to 1?
Really?
He actually put a pound down, and I know he's going to lose it, but it's 5,001. It actually changed the line. So
they didn't think they were going to get any money on it, and they took it down after they got one wager.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. Someone gives you 5,001 odds, you take it.
Why not?
It doesn't matter what the bet is.
But no, you know, I don't really have any connection with
it. I bet.
You don't care about Duke.
I walked off the campus. Here's the thing.
Coach K? No? Your buddy?
That I have.
Wow.
No. Trolling.
Now you're just doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit.
Do you no longer do the Coach K impersonation?
But how many times? They've made the tournament like 20-something years in a row. I'm just saying, does it get boring?
Well, I was done because as a student, I had four Final Fours that culminated with a senior year national championship.
Perfect.
So that was it.
Yeah.
It was over. It broke. So there was no point being a fan anymore.
Yeah,
you walk off the campus, you'd be chasing that feeling. There was, and I sort of recognized there was no possible way. And I know people at this time of year, people have different relationships with their alma maters. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm not saying my way is better, because believe me, I'll tell you how to do other things and say my way is better for plenty of things. But
does it involve a rose?
If you wanted to,
bear rug.
but for this,
if you wanted to,
but for this, it's just I knew that I could never ever ever recapture that feeling. So why bother?
Yeah, I went to Marquette the year after they won the national championship, and then I got to cover their Final Four trip in 2003 to New Orleans, and that game ended at 10 minutes. Kansas had like a 30-point lead.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And Tom Crean's mom had a heart attack. And
why am I
laughing? That's how
that
ended. Yeah.
Why is that funny?
Well, she was at the game, too. I mean, I almost had one in the second half, but that's, you know, whatever. She survived.
Oh,
wow. On that happy note. That's not true. All right. Hey, guys, have a great show. We'll be listening.
This is going to be fun, guys. Thank you.
All right,
take care,
guys.
There they go. Mully and Hanley on the Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.